Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the art.
Welcome to another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm Tiny.
I am Super Nanny.
And we are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Thanks to Teddy Fuller of the Luca Mariano Old Americana Band for writing that one for us. It was the theme song. Once, like I always say, if you listen to this podcast before, the theme song is so much better than the actual podcast. And so, anyways, thanks to Kenny for doing that. We greatly appreciate it. Tonight, we're going to be doing the tasting of the Traveler Whiskey, a collaboration between Harlan Wheatley from Buffalo Trace, picking from 50 different blends of whiskey. They picked number 40 with Chris Stapleton. And Chris, this is the first ever collaboration with Buffalo Trace and a musical collaboration, which is something that Buffalo Trace hasn't been doing for a while. But before we get into that, I want to talk about the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We are on all the Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X for social media, and then also the podcast formats. Whatever you listen to a podcast, we're on, but mainly iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Apple. And then www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all your Scotchy Bourbon Boys merchandise, t-shirts. We have our can openers. We have our Glencairns. Check it out. Or you can just... you can just actually contact me direct and I will send you and work out the shipping and everything. We could do a Venmo transaction and everything works out great. The merchandise has been selling halfway decent lately and I greatly appreciate everybody who's getting their t-shirts and Glencairns. The Crystal Glencairn Club is getting ready to meet and we got to talk about our Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Barrel Pick is getting close too. I think right now we're at the 16 weeks that they said. I figured when they told us 12 to 16 weeks, it was going to be more like 20. So once that hits, we'll let everybody know. But
days just a little bit longer in the barrel. That's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, first shout out. We've got a bunch of people watching tonight, already up to about 25. Virgil Garcia, Brandon Craig, Chris CT is watching. Alex Rankin, Caravaggio, DeSanta Isabel, James Jacobs, Adam Roberts, and also our friend Greg Schneider, and lots of other people.
Yeah. So
keep watching and keep tuning in, guys.
Yeah.
We appreciate all of y'all.
I mean, we're really excited about this particular whiskey. I know I am, because Buffalo Trace is, what would you say? They haven't done, they have their line, and we've been, ever since we were getting into it, you know, you're talking about your Weller, the Pappy Van Winkle, the Stag Juniors, their antique collection. You know, you've got all this stuff that's been going on. But while everybody else has been expanding, Jim Beam with their signature, yeah, Buffalo Trace also has their experimental collection, but some of the stuff that they release is so random and it's almost impossible to obtain. This is such a bright light in the Buffalo Trace distillery line. One, I mean, you could talk about it all you want, but it's, you know, and Buffalo Trace stuff, MSRP is reasonably priced. There's no doubt about it. When you're paying $49.99 for Stag Junior or Stag now, that's not a bad price. $49.99 for Weller 107, all reasonably priced. But this is $39.99. This was $40 MSRP. This is going into getting into the Elijah Craig small batch. Now, it's not a bourbon, but it's a collab, and usually collabs are more expensive, wouldn't you say, Super Nash?
When you get start talking about collabs, I mean, you need to start talking about up there around the $100 range that, from what I've usually seen, you know, in the past. But like you said, for this one right here, $39.99, you can't beat it. And I just have to, if you allow me to, just want to give a quick shout out to Liquor Express here in Anderson, and Duvall. He actually let me have this bottle to taste, and also another one of their bottles that we'll be tasting of barrel spirits later on. I'm going to send Jeff up some samples where he did a barrel pick. But shout out to Liquor Express and Duvall, the owner, and for allowing me to have this bottle right here to do the tasting tonight.
Yeah, excellent. Now, the Traveler Whiskey, what this has caused a buzz. One, there's a lot of people obtaining it. It's been being released at the distillery every day, and it doesn't have, like, everybody who wants it is getting it. Two, it's not allocated bourbon or allocated whiskey going in. I was talking to my guy, Rick, at my liquor store, and he was saying that this week, once this, he got a case in and I was able to get one, but he said that next week he's going to be able to order as much as he thinks he needs. It is going to hit the shelves. It is going to be available, everybody. Now, this goes against Buffalo Trace's or Sazerac's marketing genius expertise, because what are we going to do with a Buffalo Trace product that we actually can have? I mean, there's a Sazerac product, you know, from Barton 1792 distillery, the Thomas Moore collection, which is finished whiskeys, which are quite good, when we did that with Ross Cornelison. But they're on the shelf. 100%. We can have them. And that's kind of like what we did again. So the question is, this is a whiskey. It's not a bourbon, but, you know, are we going to accept the fact that it's on the shelf and still buy it consistently? Or is it on the shelf and we can have it so we're not going to want it? So that's an experiment that's going to happen. Yeah, go ahead.
Adam Roberts has just brought up a question.
When we get
the Traveler has some Canadian whiskey blended into this bottle. Do you think it's some Caribou Crossing juice in there?
Well,
Alex Rankin also said that that's agreed that he's possibly heard that too, maybe.
Except for the fact that if you read the back of the bottle, or you read, and I can share, I'll share this right now on the share screen because we know what we're doing now, right? I can actually do cool things. Oh, that's really, where did my, so I guess it disappeared. Wait, board.
It's not a bourbon, it's just a whiskey.
I'm going to get out of this.
Did it so quick and easy a while ago. Here we go.
Okay, here I am. So let's see where the... It's like it's gone. I know how to do this. I know. I feel like my AV just went whack, right? What? Yeah, there's Safari. Okay, so
do all this a while ago.
Here's history. So I should be able to just go face the...
There was whiskey. There it is.
What?
Could be that right there, right?
Traveler Whiskey Google search, and then I should be able to just hit Buffalo Trace, and it'll go there. All right, is that it? That's what was supposed to be. Can you see that? All right, so what it says is, for the first time... For the first of its kind collaboration from Buffalo Trace Distillery, Traveler brings together the collective artistry of 8-time Grammy Award-winning artist Chris Stapleton and Buffalo Trace Distillery master distiller Harlan Wheatley. In pursuit of the finest possible whiskey, over 50 blends were sampled before making blend number 40, the chosen combination. Blend number 40 is the carefully curated result of countless hours of testing and tasting, and is exactly what you'd expect, a premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Authentically crafted to be there whenever you find yourself in good company, Traveler Whiskey is easy to drink, hard not to love. Now, that was there. Now, let me get us back up to full screen here. Yep, okay. So, the back of the bottle, which I think that's where I read something different than that. First of its kind. No explanation. Let's see.
And Matt Nahazel says that it's a 900,000 bottle count, and it is not Canadian whiskey.
Right, and I don't believe it is because... I would think if you have Harlan Wheatley, the master distiller of Buffalo Trace, he's picking from Sazerac's Buffalo Trace stock. That would be my guess. I don't think he's going to other Sazerac distilleries and pulling from 1792 or whatever. I don't think that's happening here. I think that if he ever did a Harlan Wheatley Sazerac blend, that might be the case where he goes out and finds all the Sazeracs, kind of like what John Rempe from Lux Row does with his, his Blood Oath. He's pulling from everywhere that he possibly can. He's buying, he's even from bought barrels, right? I mean, he's buying barrels, he's using barrels. I mean, he's just making a blend, and that comes down to Blood Oath. But at the same time, I just think this particular one is definitely not, it's a 90 proof stick. The glossy 90 proof stick can be removed. Anyways, yeah, the sticker. All right. Let's see. I'm going to be doing different blends every year. I do too. I think you're going to have different blends based off of the collaboration with the musician artist. Somebody made mention that Chris Stapleton doesn't drink. I find that hard to believe. He sings. He might not, but he has. But I still, it sounded like Harlan and Chris were doing the tasting. So he might not drink, but he was tasting. So whatever it is, he put his name on it, and this is exciting, wouldn't you say? All right. So go ahead.
I just want to say, too, that when I opened up this bottle and had a pour the other night, I found similar characteristics to Buffalo Trace itself, and which earlier tonight when I got in here and started setting stuff up and all that, that's what I actually poured in my glass, was a little pour of Buffalo Trace. And that's what I've been actually sipping on, was the Buffalo Trace, which is usually, you know, the regular store shelf Buffalo Trace is a blend of about 30, you know, somewhere around 30 barrels or so, you know, 30 to 50 barrels.
Yeah. And so 900,000 bottles, but, yeah. But you got to give it up to Buffalo Trace for doing this. What's the biggest complaint of everybody about Buffalo Trace products is they don't deliver it to the shelf. Well, they're delivering it to the shelf.
This time, because it seems like it's really making the rounds, and like everybody that I've seen and talked to across all, you know, over 300 Facebook whiskey and bourbon groups, as soon as it started hitting the shelves, all of a sudden that's all the posts that I've been seeing is Traveler Whiskey.
Well,
I picked up a bottle of Traveler Whiskey.
Adam Roberts said that he heard a rumor that each year they're going to change the map on the bottle. And one of the cool things, I think you guys can see right now on my feed, that there is a map that projects into the bottle. But the other thing that I can say where the map is I'll call this up again, and hopefully when I share this screen this time, I believe, yeah, you could see the map on the particular Buffalo Trace bottle. Now, me being completely and totally blind in the screen way over there, for whatever, I ain't seeing it, but that must be the regions that it's, you know. All right, so there we go.
I can really see it, you know.
Can you see it on my screen?
Low lighting in my room here, but I can see it, and it's on the back of the label inside the bottle, so.
Yeah, so that, to use all that, they lost, it just purchased, it drinks, like, it, I'm going to say that I've nosed this five times, and it doesn't drink or smell like, I don't know what it drinks like, but it sure doesn't, I'm getting more of a Buffalo Trace, or even some, like, there's, it almost like there's some Weller in there. I'm really liking the nose. I'm going to try and pull out. It's got a toffee. It's got a little bit of the oak. It's got a little bit of cherry. It really picks up. You know what? It actually reminds me of like Cave Hill on the nose. That Cave Hill, that Rick House. The Rick House is very prominent on it. There's a little bit of vanilla there too, like a cherry vanilla. Actually, it smells like a cherry. I'm going to go out on a limb and actually say that cherry vanilla is a cherry vanilla Coke. It's got that cherry vanilla Coke nose. That is a delicious nose. All right, so here it is, everybody. Most of the Canadian whiskey is dedicated to Fireball. That's what Greg Schneider says, and I will probably thank God that's where it's going, because I do not, that explains why I don't like Fireball. Oh, all right. So let's see what this is.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all already?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look.
We all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit.
Don't
right
play
now.
With this shit.
I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't
lie.
Play with it. Take that shit
serious. I want to say probably another third of that is going to Crown Peak. and Crown apples.
Sazerac makes Crown.
Mm. I was talking about the Canadian whiskey.
The A and the V in the Traveler looks like a W and spells out Weller. I could, all I could tell you is I agree with, I definitely from the start, when I open the bottle, it reminds me of the 107 or the 12 year Weller. I mean, the nose reminds me. So that James.
The nose to me really got a 107 nose to it. Along with the Buffalo Trace.
So it's 90 proof, and the first sip I would have to say is it's the fact that they're calling it a Traveler whiskey. It's what I want in a whiskey. The heat is minimal. It's very minimal. The flavor is right there.
I'm picking up so much cherry on this.
Yeah, it's delicious. Okay. I mean, at $39.99, this could, I've been upset that Beam Suntory pulled my old tub. I love old tub. I still have a bottle, but I was thinking that was going to be on the shelf for a while, but it's been pulled from shelves. I suggested many people, but this is an old tub type. This is something that you drink. This is a drinking whiskey. It tastes delicious, and you can taste it, but I'm more on this will go down smooth. I mean, and when I mean smooth, it's got it drinks like there's a lot of whiskeys that are a little bit spicier. They got more heat, and you don't actually just drink it. You basically taste it and slowly sip it. You could chug. This is a chuggable. This is chuggable. Maybe I should just do a bottle chug right now. What do you think, Nash?
I might have to break out some of that cheddar truffle to you. I tell you what, the cherry in this would really bring out the truffle.
I think, yeah, this would pair well with cheese. There's no doubt.
Matt, glad you're tuning in, watching with us.
Yeah, hey, Matt. Haven't seen you for a while. Been watching you, though. And, all right. So we sipped this a little bit. I put enough. The legs on it is good. Are you ready to barrel bash this, Super Nash? So, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys barrel bashing rating system. It is based off of four categories: the nose, the body, the taste, and the finish. Our categories are based off of four barrel bashes in two categories, the nose and the body. It evolved from that because the nose and the body aren't the most important things. They're important, but not most, because if there's a whiskey that does not smell good to me, but it tastes fantastic, then I don't give a fuck what it smells like. And then two, the body is like, I like body. I like how much, but if it's good, it's good. How much it coats your mouth is in the dollar pricing kind of game that everybody plays. But for the most part, I mean, when you're drinking it, if it tastes good, it tastes good. So the taste and the finish are the five bashes category. The reason why they're five is because the taste is, in my opinion, the most important, and the finish is what you're left with. It's like, how long is it? And then, you know, you go, you finish drinking, you're sipping, and you go upstairs and you're still tasting it. That's very important, in my opinion. So that's why you can have a total of 18, but based off of Roxy and me on a vacation, we added in one category, if it's exceptional, you can add a butt up. And that is what you can do to make a total score of the perfect bourbon, 19 out of 18. What do you think of that, Super Nash?
Awesome.
I think I freaking nailed that. It's been a while. We haven't barrel bashed in a while. It's like we, you know, I mean, we founded the podcast, me and based off of barrel bashing. So to get back to it and do a little barrel bash here on this Traveler Whiskey, the collaboration with Chris Stapleton and Harlan Wheatley of Buffalo Trace, the master distiller, I'm excited to do this.
Too.
All right, so that it's been in our glass for a while. I always felt that if you crack open your bottle of whiskey and then you pour it in the Glencairn and you start sniffing it right away, that's not fair to the nose. The nose, in my opinion, a lot of times it should be the last thing you do, because it's once it's in there, sometimes you finish the glass and you smell that glass and that's where the nose is. I mean, sometimes the caramels and the vanillas are just popping out of that. So we've had it in the glass for a little bit. So let's nose this baby. Yeah, I'm just getting it's cherry. It is.
Okay.
It's almost like a cherry vanilla Coke. I get cherry, I get vanilla, and then I get that soft drink cola. That's just almost the way to describe it. I mean, this would be pretty intense as far as if you mix this with something.
If you made a cherry vanilla ice cream float, that's what you get.
Cherry vanilla milkshake. And if you remember, with CT, we did our Christmas holiday drinks, and we had holiday milkshakes.
Holiday milkshake with bourbon, yeah.
Yeah, check that podcast out. Also, you could check out the podcast at the end of June of 2023 with Harlan Wheatley. Check that one out. That was a pretty good podcast also. Stacy's watching. Hey, Stacy, good to see you. So anyways, I really like this nose. I'm going to let you go first out of the four barrel bashes. What are you going to give this? And I think it's actually the strong point of the whiskey completely is that is, you could just smell that all day, right?
It's so wonderful. Almost floral. I mean, I'm getting cherry. I'm getting vanilla.
I know what you're saying. It's the cola. I could smell this all day. I mean, that's one of the ones you could smell. It's unique. I mean, there's a Weller-esque aspect to it. But it's not in any form of caramel or, you know, it's
sweet and very little ethanol to burn your nose.
None.
To keep you from smelling all this. And you know what? I'm going to have to give it a 4 because this is one of the better noses that I've got off a 90 proof whiskey in a long, long time.
Yep.
So I'm giving it a 4 right off the bat.
Hey, Joni, it's good to see you. Have you watching tonight? Appreciate you watching us. We just are starting the barrel bashing process, which just now.
Jay Shamlin, and there's a few more back here. We'll give a few shout-outs to.
Highway 33 Liquor is watching. Hey, guys. Kyle Chaffin's watching. God. So, what I'll say is, in a lot.
Okay. That was the other one. You know, I wanted to back up and give a shout out.
Jake Rosinski's watching too. Rogolinski. Jake Rogolinski. I'm going to tell you that nose is that cherry, vanilla, cola with some sort of rich undertone that I'm not. There's a little bit of the wood oak but it's not bad tannin. It's the sweetness of it. It's just great. I would say that I have to agree. Where this is dangerous is if this would have went cough medicine-y. You know, when sometimes when you get that cherry cough medicine or the cherry NyQuil, you know what I mean? And it didn't. You could tell that that was a danger with this, but it did not. So I'm also going to give it a 4 on the nose. I just love the smell of this. I'm not being biased or anything. That is just that is a wonderful smelling whiskey. All right. It's more on the line of Dr. Pepper. Maybe that's the underloading, the cherry. That's the cola part. I'll give you that. Okay, cherry Dr. Pepper. That's probably what that extra flavor that you couldn't nail. All right, that's a good one, John. I will have to say. Yeah, I would say that we've got the 21 spices. Dr. Pepper.
You're going to love this. I'll tell you what, when you get your 2 bottles.
Yeah. All right. So let's look at the viscosity of this. So that was a 4 in my Glencairn. When I roll it around, it sticks nicely. It's 40 proof, and the legs are long, and it runs as Jeff Schwartz, whiskey fellow, says it. Runs back into the golden sunshine colored. This has got a nice amber, beer amber color to it. And the legs are pretty much spectacular. So the viscosity of this at 90 proof for a 90 proof is pretty nice. I mean,
it's pretty good and pretty nice long, thick legs.
Yeah. I don't think it has the viscosity of a barrel proof, but it's not supposed to.
I wish they could pick it up, how this sticks. It runs down the glass.
It doesn't stick as bad as like a barrel proof. The barrel proofs will just stay there, and then you have to wait 5 minutes before they start running. This one goes back into my glass fairly quickly, but the legs are thick. They're not thin. This is not a watery bourbon. So as far as the body, it has a nice feel in the glass. So let's the Glencairn is designed for tasting, and you can actually roll it on your I'm rolling it on the to coat the whole glass. You pick it up, you look at it, the legs will drop down. Now my Cheeto hands have made this glass a little bit cloudy, but here we go. Let's give her a taste. I'm going to give it a Kentucky Chew. Okay. That is unique. I got a little bit of peach. I got the vanilla on the front, but I am getting a ton of peach on the back end. It's almost like a peach pie with not a lot of sugar, but enough. And I get the cherry. Let's see what happens on the tip. Without the chew, the cherry comes way through more. But the peach finish on this is really, we'll talk about that later, but at the back of my throat, I'm breathing and I'm just tasting peach, but I get the cherry on the front. There isn't a lot of, there's no pepper or spice to speak of. The Kentucky, there's not much of a Kentucky hug. There's a Kentucky warmth. I'm just over. A lot of people who get the hug that is like overpowering, but, it's not overpowering. It has just made me warm on the inside. I mean,
we're going to bash this body on this.
Mm-hmm.
You go first on that.
I would say with the it's if I could give a half, which you can't, I would give it a 3.5. But I'm going to go with a 3 for the body. At 90 proof, it's pretty good, but it's not a 4 because 4s happen, you know, big, thick body. This body is there. There's flavor. There's everything. But I would say it all, and it coats your whole mouth and roof of your mouth, and it goes on, but it's medium. It's a medium body with that, that but the flavor does go through, so I'm going to give it a 3.
Sure. With everything you said there, it doesn't follow through to the back of the mouth. It's midway and then sort of dissipates. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 3.
All right. I hope, John, it's not lagging for you still, because I noticed that it's not lagging for us, but it might. I don't know. I have no idea. Internet's a funny thing in this world, right? All right. Taste, we could take this to a 5. It's the category of 1 through 5. You get to go first on the taste.
This is probably one of the better tasting 90 proof whiskey blends I've had in quite a while.
I will say that from a taste standpoint, I'll just throw this in, you know, when like a lot of the small batches, 1792 small batch, Larceny small batch, you know, Special Reserve small batch, Elijah Craig small batch. When it comes to those small batch bourbons, I prefer this night and day. I mean, if you're talking about 900,000 bottles, I don't know if that's a small batch.
Yeah, it just depends on what they call a small batch. And,
but as far as the tastes go, this is much more enjoyable and flavorful than those particular bourbons. Don't get me wrong. The Elijah Craig barrel proofs, the Larceny barrel proofs, all those bourbons that and their counterparts that happen after them, I'm all for. The toasted barrel, it's not, you know, it's the toasted barrel Elijah Craig is probably a little bit better. You know what I mean? But when it comes to just the regular, you know, offering, I would drink, I think this tastes better than actually Buffalo Trace. This is a nicer bottle than Buffalo Trace bourbon. Now, I like Buffalo Trace bourbon, but I would pick this over that any day.
Yeah, and because of those reasons, and because of the flavors that I pick up in this, and just the drinkability of it, I'm going to give it a 5.
You're giving it a 5 on the taste? Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 5 on the taste because it's just wonderful. This is just everything that I would want to taste in a whiskey. This has got it right here. Especially for $39.99. This is a go-to whiskey everyday drinker right here. You know, if you drink every day.
It's flavorful. It's probably to be a 5. I'm going to say a 4. That's just my palate. It's a little, for a 5 bourbon, it's a little, or whiskey, it's a little sweet for me. It's on the sweeter end, which I do enjoy, but I'm going to give it a 4. I'll give this a 4. All right, that brings us to finish. Now, surprisingly, for a 90 proof $40 bottle, let's. I one time Fred Minnick did this, but the finish is all peach pie. That's what I'm getting on it. I enjoy the finish. The finish is fantastic. And for a $40, still going. I could taste that. Still going. Still going. Still going. There we go. That is the definition of a long finish. Nope, it's still there. It kind of popped back up. So a long finish and it's peach. I don't think I've had a peach finish. Have you? Unless I'm drinking, sipping on a.
I can recall, and I'm not getting the peach that you're getting. I'm sort of getting more of an apricot.
You go apricot, with. I'm getting
apricot with a little bit of floral.
Which is the definition of peach. Yeah, it is. I don't know what you're talking about, man. You just said apricot with floral. That's a peach. So peach pie. No, I'm getting, I could see where you're saying apricot, but mine goes more fresh peach. Sometimes if the peaches are in like a preserve and you don't got a lot of sugar, there's a little of that bitter flavor. And this has that. Yeah, this has that little bit of bitterness to it where it just reminds me of a peach and it's long. So I guess I got to go. And I mean, I know I'm throwing this. If I have to rate this on finish for a whiskey, it gives me everything I want. And I would give it a 4. I would give it a 4 based off of just the pure aspect. But you throw in the fact that you can have this for $40, it takes it to a 5. So I'm going to go 5 on the finish. Eric's watching and he's watching over in Australia. And Eric, it's good to see you. We love your videos. I want to say that. But also, I feel bad for you because something like this, we're able to get that like at release time here in the States. And I see what you have to do is you have to wait. And I think I saw one of your videos and you ran out of bourbon and you're drinking scotch because you can't get any bourbon right now. And, you know, that's a bummer, you know. So hopefully you make it to the States someday and we share a pour. So go ahead, Super Nash.
We definitely love that, Eric.
Yep.
Definitely one of our biggest fans that we were in Australia there. Man, I tell you what. You gave it a 5, but I'm going to have to give it a 4 on my rating. It just didn't jump up to a 5 for me.
Because you didn't taste the peach.
It's still good.
Yep.
Because I didn't get the peach. I got apricot with a little bit of floral.
So we got to the same rating, and the Scotchy Bourbon Boys rate this. Overall, I did 4 and 3 for 7 on the front end. You did 4 and 3 for 7 on the front end. And then I did 4 and 5 on the back end. And you did 5 and 4 for 9, a total of 16 out of 18 barrel batches for Traveler Whiskey, the collaboration between, Harlan Wheatley and Chris Stapleton. It was, I enjoyed that pour thoroughly. I mean, for $40, you get a 16 out of 18. That's not something that happens very often. And it doesn't surprise me.
That's
pretty good. I mean, we're drinking stuff out of Buffalo Trace based off of they're doing wheat bourbons. They're doing, you know, rye bourbons. And they do a really good job. And we also know that Harlan, I mean, this is something unique. Harlan put his stamp on it. Before this, You got Elmer T. Lee, you've got Taylor, and he's all part of making the process, but that's not his stamp. That's the past, you know, the distillers of the past, you know, Blanton's and whatnot. But this, you know, up until this point, what Harlan was being recognized is for vodka. And as Fred Minnick says all the time, vodka sucks, and I agree. You know, it's designed to suck, but you know, you can make good vodkas and everything, and we've tasted it, but this is putting his stamp on a whiskey, and it's the first one, and so it's historic, right? Because what's this going to be down the line, this particular Traveler whiskey series? He's going to be able to do things similar to what John Rempe is doing at Lux Row. I mean, it's like with the Blood Oath. I mean, those batches are different every year. Similar to the, then now they've gone into, this is similar to what Freddie Moe's doing with Little Book. But Little Book is one, I believe, $159.99, and Blood Oath was $129.99 this year. I think it was $149. And there's been years Blood Oath's been even more than that. It depends on what the year is, right? What the price is. So you're talking about Harlan just put his stamp.
Whiskey was $39.99.
Yeah, what? It's just like, for $39.99, it's the deal. This is on the level when Rare Breed from Wild Turkey, their barrel proof whiskey bourbon, was initially, when I bought it, $32.99. Right now it goes out at $49.99. So this is hitting the shelves during the whiskey price increase. So this at $39.99, let's just say 5 years ago, probably would have been selling for $22.99, you know, and that's the, you know, the level of what you're talking about, how much whiskey has gone up as far as price. But at the same time, $39.99 is a deal for this. It's a deal. It's a steal. I don't see, there are no off flavors in this. If you're a whiskey lover, now if you're a whiskey lover who doesn't like a sweeter whiskey, yeah, it's a little bit sweet, right? You got to say it. There's some sweetness to it, yeah. but it's a Chris Stapleton band. This has to go out. This has to go out.
It's a good sipping whiskey, and I mean, you know, if that's what you're looking for, it's right on the money.
Yeah, that's what. This has to go out to Chris Stapleton fans. These are people who go to concerts and watch, and it's on. I mean, Rebel 100, I would drink this any day. You're talking about any kind of the small batches of the regular, you know, that's on the shelf every day of all the distilleries. It could be, there could, well, I don't think it's weeded, Greg. I think it's got weeded in it. I would say that there's some Weller in this. And I don't think there's Canadian whiskey in this, because I don't like Canadian whiskey overall, except for when it comes to preservation. They do a phenomenal job with whatever they're doing with those. But how transparent was Sazerac? They don't have any mash bill. They don't tell you what it is. They tell you that Harlan and Chris Stapleton worked together, tasted 50 blends of whiskey, and it's not an, it's, they don't say it's an American whiskey, but, and they don't say it's a rye, and they don't, whatever, and nobody really knows what it is, but it definitely tastes like it has some weeded bourbon in there, and then it's probably, there's, other stuff besides, there's probably, you know, they would call it a bourbon if they were just using all bourbon. So they could be using some of the rye there, and they could be using some of the experimental. When you go to the experimental, you know for a fact they're experimenting with single malt. So there could be a little bit of single malt in there, as far as we know.
From my standpoint and the tasting of it, as soft as it was, and it not having hardly any kind of baking spice or anything like that in it, I would say that it probably got a lot of wheated bourbon in it, or wheated whiskey in it.
I mean, now that the yeah, cherry Dr. Pepper. It's a cherry cola, cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper. And then all I get on that now is all I can taste is the peach. And it's delicious. I mean, if you like peach. If you don't like peach, you're not going to be like a happy camper. Nash says it's more like apricot with floral. And everybody, shh, that's peach. Anyways, yep, it's top secret. He said classic Mark, Greg says classic Mark Brown marketing top secret. It's got to be something, Greg, because 900,000 bottles, it is available and we can have it. And all everybody complains about all the time from Buffalo Trace is it's not available and they're rigging it and they're doing all this and they're doing that and it should be available.
And it's so overpriced that, you know, it's not available to us.
Yeah.
And we can't afford it.
Now it's reasonably priced and available, and I guarantee you. I know what's going to happen because we're Americans, right? It's like we only want what we can't have, and we love to bitch. So now there's no bitching and we can have it. So I guarantee you there's going to be some point where this is on the shelf and it's going to not quite sell as good as it should, because it's tastes, quite frankly, it's a fantastic whiskey. There's no doubt about it. What, you agree? I mean, we gave it a 16 of 18 stamp. Did you got anything else to go with that before we get out of here, Super Nash?
I think I pretty much covered everything that I had to say about it, and I like it. I think it's a great product, and looking forward to future products and future collaborations, because, like I said, I know this isn't the last one that they're going to do.
All right, everybody.
Although they hadn't officially said that there's going to be any more, but... You can kind of tell this is the first of many more to come.
Yeah, there's going to be more collaborations just based how they worded what they wrote. I mean, they made you think that this isn't it, and Harlan's put his stamp on it, and he should be proud of it. I agree 100%.
These bottles are flying off the shelf. Like I say, every post that I've seen, you know, everybody's been quite happy with it, and the bottles are flying off the shelves. All the liquor stores around here that I've seen that's gotten bottles, they've sold out of them pretty quick. So,
yeah, the case that came in, but then I was informed that he's going to be able to order as much as he wants. So, yeah, so it is not okay. Held high in the world of, let's see what he's saying. Normal Sazerac whiskey. Yeah, I mean, you know, we could talk about it. It's a low price point. It's like flavorful, but not held high in the world of normal Sazerac whiskey. I have to say that the reason why it's not being held high is because people are getting it. And if they would have basically cut this to, let's just say, 15,000 bottles and distributed it, and you couldn't get it, people would go crazy for it. And once again, I think they're proving a point. They're going to give everybody what they want, and they won't be able to bitch about it, and then we'll see what happens. But I think as far as this is drinkability, like I said, I put it up against any small batch bourbon out there, most of the small batch bourbons that are just there every... Not chicken cock. I do would believe, Greg, especially this March, what you put in the bottle of chicken cock, I would, that is not sweet like this. This is a little bit sweeter. But as far as like an Elijah Craig small batch, or a 1792 small batch, or you're talking some of the other small batch bourbons that is just their larceny, you know, from... I drink this from the small batch any day. Not their barrel proofs or their, you know, toasted barrels or their, you know, whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. I would drink this over regular Woodford Reserve in 2 seconds. That's just me. It's a delicious bourbon, and it drinks well. It's a drinking bourbon. It's not so much a tasting bourbon. So with that said, we are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Thank you tonight for joining us, Super Nash. Thanks, Greg, for joining. James Jacobs, John Ritt. Who else was? There was quite a few people commenting. Katie, Esther, Eric, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate everybody tonight. It's been a fabulous podcast. Once again, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys things. You can find out bios, merchandise, buy merchandise. You can also contact Tiny Direct. Direct message me if you want. We've got Glen Cairns. We've got, we're going to be in the process of making some new bourbon balls real quick. And then also we have the t-shirts and the bottle openers for anybody. And then also we're on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. And then all the podcast formats, mainly iHeartRadio. Go ahead, Nash.
Another thing, we got a Knob Creek, Elijah Craig barrel proof coming up. So if anybody's interested in that, contact Tiny and he'll hook you up with
vouchers.
Some information on how to obtain a bottle of that.
Pre-vouchers that we've been giving out. So everybody, we're really close to selling out what they told us they had. But there are a few bottles left, so contact me for that. And then also, if you're listening on iHeart, Apple, or Spotify, check us out. But remember, on social media, like, listen, comment, and also make sure you leave good feedback. Please, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave some good feedback about us. It really helps, gets us more people, gets more listeners, and we really appreciate that. So remember, everybody, good bourbon, good whiskey equals good times and good friends. Drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive, but go live your life dangerously. And little Steve-O is going to take us out. That's a wrap. Oops. What did that do? Let's try that again.
One more time.
Wow. I don't even know how I did that.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the art.